Chaser, be mobile.
10-2, KQ4, BGE.
BGE, W4DJW, I'm headed to the transfer station with a load full of transfer stuff. How about you, where are you headed?
Like a load of fun. honestly, heading nowhere yet. I gotta figure out where I'm going. It's like a song, I can't remember who sang it, but they said, I don't know where I'm going. But soon I'll know where I've been, at least.
Yeah, you always know where you've been. You never really know where you're headed. You know where you think you're headed, but sometimes your plans get changed. You having a good morning?
You're absolutely right about that. And, yeah, I can't complain too much. Wouldn't want to if I could. Yeah, about yourself?
Good, trying to make it a productive day. So far, the last 3 days, I've made them very productive. Trying to keep it up, keep up the roll. Keep it rolling in the right direction. If you ever slip a little bit, it's easy to slip a lot further.
I know what you mean. What people don't understand is when you slip, you slide. You know what I'm saying? So once you slip, you slide a little bit further behind. It's a vicious cycle, as my dad would say.
Well, over here at Rutherford and 101, there's a lot of people headed north. I'm going to be waiting at that red light for a while, I think. But when it does turn green, it does last for a while, so we shall see.
Yeah, roger that. Up in Hendersonville, there used to be a red light, and it's on the four-way of what we call Canoga there. Man, I tell you what, anytime I would come to that four-way, well, it's a red light, but it's like an intersection there, it seemed like it was green up until I got up to it, and then it was red. I always had to stop at it. It never failed. But luckily, you know, I didn't have to wait too long.
In Greer, too. It's at Wade Hampton and 101. And it is the longest light. Well, I don't know. There's one down at Memorial Drive Extension. It's pretty long, too. And my wife and I were headed through there the day before yesterday. I was taking her to get a root canal. And we hit that thing green. We went through it green. That's rare. That's like your light. That's rare that you hit it and go through it green. You don't even slow down. And I looked over at her and I said, we just got 5 minutes off our trip hitting that light green.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, them long lights get frustrating. There was one time I actually called the police department. I was like, hey, I don't exactly know who to call, but maybe you guys know who to let know about this problem. I said, but I sat at a red light, and the lights have cycled at that intersection at least 3 times. And I said, so y'all might want to send somebody out here. And she said, well, have you went through the red light? I said, oh, yeah, I done went through it. I said, I'm not going to sit there any longer. I'm just letting you guys know.
I don't know when there's a troublesome one like that. There used to be one turning onto Super Road, North Super from White Hampton, and it never gave you a green arrow. You could sit there forever because traffic coming from Spartanburg going to Greenville would just keep you blocked the whole time, every time it turned green. I quit using it altogether, and then I was sitting at going across the other way on Super going across White Hampton. I saw they had it fixed. It's still been that way. So, yeah, it's a good thing that you let them know.
After that, yeah, we also had one light that was similar to that situation. The only time it would work if there was two cars at that light. It was on Four Seasons Boulevard, but luckily I never had to use that light, but, you know, very rarely. So that was kind of like the same situation. Like, I'm not going to use it if I don't have to. Man, it's a pretty day to be out and about and be productive, isn't it? Man, I tell you, I enjoyed yesterday's weather. I'm hoping today turns out like yesterday.
It is beautiful out here. Not a cloud in the sky. I checked the weather before today started. And I'll get that. There's a phone call coming in. I'll get that in a little bit. And it said no rain today at all. And, you know, we've had a lot of rain down here. I don't know about you guys, but grass is as green as it can be. And the roses and the flowers that bloom, everything's just beautiful. A lot of nutrients came from the sky. So it's really, not only is it a nice day, but the earth is healthy down here right now with all the nutrients that we've been getting out of the sky.
That, and I'm debating, I don't really know South Carolina weather all that well. Not only that, but I don't know how to garden very well, but I am in the process of doing my research and learning. But that's something I was talking to my wife about, is if I should go ahead and move my plants out, because up in North Carolina, and I'm sure it's probably the same down here, but it could frost up until Mother's Day, but it's just been so nice, and I'm like, man, I almost about put my plants outside. You know, I've got them started inside. Might as well move them out if they'll last, but I just don't know if it's going to frost or not.
With the ferns, we went up to a place called Country Boys, or was it Twin Bridges, one of the two, and we got some nice ferns for the front porch. And with all that rain we were having, I picked the planters that they're in are really heavy. But I picked them up anyway and put them out on the sidewalk so they could enjoy the rich nutrients from the sky that all the other plant life around here has been enjoying. And they look good, too. My wife told me, just make sure you get them in before the direct sunlight hits them, because they don't do good in direct sunlight.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm hoping that, you know, this year I actually do fairly decent. Last year, I did okay, I guess, for, you know, what little knowledge I had. I wish I was a, you know, smarter young man and would have listened to my grandparents and stuff, and my parents a whole lot more. I wouldn't have the struggles I have today. But a little too late to, you know, ponder on that. So I'm trying to learn now. And last year, I think it was just due to the lack of rain is why I didn't do so well.
That category a little bit, being hard-headed when you're young. That's part of being young, is being hard-headed. If they could transfer all of their knowledge to us, we would go a lot further, a lot faster, and we wouldn't have to backtrace as much as we have to backtrace. But I guess it's good to learn it on your own as well, because it really sinks in when you learn it on your own, especially the hard knocks. You don't forget the hard knocks. W4DJW Mobile.
U4BGE. Yeah, you're exactly right. We don't forget the hard bumps. You know, that's so funny, because it's like, you know, I use this example with, you know, my kids. I was telling someone about, you know, parenting and whatnot. I said, the way I do my kids is, I said, I shoot it to them as straight as I can for their age group. I don't want to reveal everything that this world has in it, but at the same time, I don't want them to have no surprises either. But it's like I told my kids, I said, listen, I'll warn you twice, and if I understand that you're not going to be hurt real bad or it's not going to be life-threatening, I'm not going to warn you the third time. I'm just going to ask, did that hurt? And they know very well, and I'm like, hey, I wouldn't do that. They're like, okay. But sometimes they don't listen, and sometimes it's comedy gold, and sometimes it's not so much, but it's a whole part of watching them grow up, I guess.
Absolutely, 100%. That's, but thankfully, our bodies heal, as long as it's not too bad. Anyway, I am over here pulling in at the transfer station. I got to get this tarp off the back of my truck, because I've been hauling mulch. I don't have a camper cover on, so I have to tarp it. They got a sign up there that says, tarp it or ticket. So I tarp it. But anyway, I got to get this off the back of my truck and get in there and unload. If you're still around when I get out, I'll pick you back up. W4DJW.
Roger that. And yeah, you better tarp it. Don't want no tickets. 73s. I'll be sitting here listening. W4DJW, KQ4BGE.
ZLK.
For ZLK, good morning, KQ4BGE. What are you out doing today?
Just working. It's Shane here. I got a minute. And I was going to tell you, you got a great signal. I'm used to you being mobile. You know how that goes in and out. But you were sounding really good, and then when you came back to me, it was really muffled. Now, I'm not sure if you changed positions on your microphone, but whatever you got going on there, it sounds pretty good.
Sure, I might have put the mic a little too close to my mouth that time. Yeah, I'm running a TH9800 from TYT with a diamond quarter wave ground plane here at the house. So hopefully it is doing a little better than my mobile unit, Roger.
When I had a good line of sight to the repeater, I'm now in one of my low spots. You're down in Central, right? Do I remember correctly?
USL, Roger on that. In Central South Carolina, just right outside of Liberty.
I just wanted to say good morning and let you know your signal's sounding great. I heard you talking to Dave there for a minute. I just jumped in the truck, and I'm about to get back out again here in a minute. But I hope you have a good day, and sounds like you're not working today, maybe, or just not out yet. So it's going to be a hot one if you're outside.
Yes, sir, I'm not working today, and I'll probably get out and do a little bit here and there. Yeah, I'm curious if I'm going to want to be out there in the heat as much, because, you know, I'm usually out there all day, every day in the heat. So I might actually take a day to spin it in the AC. I don't know yet. But, yeah, well, I guess you're getting ready to hop out of the truck. So I'll say 73s, and I appreciate the awesome signal report. I mean, you're full quiet on my end as well. I mean, you had some spots where you had some picketing, but other than that, you couldn't beat the signal that you had. So I'll go ahead and say 73s and let you do what you got to do, and I'll just be sitting here listening. N4, is that okay? KQ4, BGE, 73, clear on your final.
Hey, and nice to talk to you. And Dave, if you're listening, hello to you as well. I know you're busy. I'll talk to you guys later. N4 ZLK Mobile.
I have to stop talking about this work. You're making me tired.
I helped my son and my son-in-law and a brother-in-law of my oldest son. We re-roofed my oldest son's house this weekend. I had to come back to work so I could rest. Anyway, talk to you later. N4ZLK.
You're right about that. That roofing ain't no fun. Been there, done that. KQ4, BGE, and I'll be sitting here listening.
Okay. Enough to not hear you, unfortunately. Good morning. The other day, or another day. Talk to you later. KB2HXS, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. I just had to get my digs in first thing this morning, you know. Got to get them in there. KB2HXS Mobile. Have a good day, Shane. 4HKX, KB2HXS. You on this morning, Patrick?
I am now. KO4HKX.
Hey, good morning. I was up your neck of the woods yesterday.
There.
Took a little day off, went to Brevard.
I hope I had their act together for you.
I just went around downtown and just had a day off, just kind of stretching my legs a little bit before the floodgates opened up with the heat. We tried this place called Mike's Pizza. That's a good thing.
I eat very few places in Brevard, and I'll leave it at that.
I understand these things. Yeah, I'll tell you about it on the phone. Yeah. I've had better frozen pizza.
About that, but there again, we'll talk about that later.
What you doing today? You doing all right today? Nice, cool morning.
Here, running the roads. Doing the normal thing, I guess.
Yep, me too. Doing my thing. I got a 5-system cleanup at the church today. Then I've got another system I got to gas up. I'm tired of working on this old stuff.
N0TR.
Nah, talking about old stuff. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Smart Alec, you're right. Good morning, Dave and Patrick. I'm not good, guys. My white count's 22, supposed to be 5. I have a urinary tract infection. I got an emergency CT scan. down at Orchard Lake at 11:15, and I feel like I've been run over by a semi. Go ahead, Patrick.
That, and hopefully they get you straightened out of here quickly and get that infection taken care of.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that too, Tom. I didn't realize you were still going through some of that stuff. I'm on my way, got to take care of some things this morning. Like, I don't know if you heard me tell Patrick, I'm going to be at a church for a little while, cleaning up five systems, and then continue my day with other customers.
We're helping people out. That's a good thing, Dave. Well, I've been telling these guys I thought I had a UTI, but they didn't pay attention. I was getting up about eight times overnight. And that's not normal. Then I started shaking and shivering and all kinds of stuff. I took Bernice to the casino day before yesterday. And we spent the night, and I like to died. I was shivering and cold. And well, we made it back. And, we just now gone down to the family doctor for a blood draw, but it has nothing to do with that. But on a brighter note, I don't feel like I should drive down there around Orchard Lake, so my son-in-law's going to come get us and take us down
there. DJW Mobile.
This is Mountain View. It's just right up here by the McDonald's on the way to Hampton. So I chanced it, and I'm doing all right. But I'll let you guys go. I'll be getting home shortly. We're a little along the side of Lake Cunningham now. Talk to you later, Miguel 4HK asks to take it in 0TR.
I heard another station in there, KP2HXS.
Yeah, mobile.
Good morning, Dave. And Tom, if you and Miss Bernice need anything, you reach out to me and I'll be around. KO4HKX. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Patrick. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Tom. Morning, Patrick. Yes, same for me, Tom. I'll be home later this afternoon. If you need anything, give me a holler. I'm not too far from you.
Good deal like that, guys. Thank you so much for caring.
I just got out of the transfer station. I'm going by your house.
Oh, no, Dave. Son-in-law's going to take me down for an emergency CT scan. They may have to put that stent back in me. I don't know until he reads a CT scan. And I've been telling him I've been going, you know, to the restroom way too much. And so they finally brought me down there yesterday. And they checked my blood, and I had 22 for a white count. And it's supposed to be 5, and that indicates infection. So they give me an antibiotic. But the thing of it is, I couldn't take one this morning because I had a family doctor appointment for a blood draw. It's just a 6-month checkup. But I couldn't eat or drink anything, and I got to eat something before I can take the dang pill that makes you sick at your stomach, they said. So I'm hurrying back home, and I'm going to eat some cream of wheat or something light and some toast and take my pill. Because I ain't getting any better yet. But hopefully I will. That'd be 4DJW in 0TR. I'll be clear, guys.
Patrick said, if you need anything, let us know. That'd be 4DJW. Go ahead, Dave.
Dave. Yeah, I'm about to pull in here. I got to hit the bank real quick and take care of some few things. And why don't you and Patrick pick it up, and I'll be back out shortly. KB2HXS, I'll be out of here. Go ahead, Patrick, go ahead, pick it up.
If I don't talk to you again, you have a good day. And stay out of trouble. You're going to a church, so behave.
There, Patrick.
Where?
We'll do it for a little while. Anyway, you have a good morning.
Good morning. Enjoying this absolutely beautiful morning.
That's the same here. I'm about to get on a motorcycle and go into Greer. I have to pick up some prescriptions. And that's small enough to fit in my pocket, so I get to take a motorcycle ride to Greer.
out there. Wade Hampton is a rough road.
So, did I hear right yesterday that you're looking at something different after the surgery?
The 13th will be my last day with Matco. I am keeping my business open, but I'm shutting down the Matco side of things. I don't want to get into details on it.
Okay, I did the same thing when I moved from B of A to B of J. And it's a big day. It's a really big deal. It's going out on a limb, but, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I wish you the best of luck.
Several opportunities. I'm just going to take the time to take care of myself first. I haven't done that, and I'm going to make myself priority.
That is good. No more waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and getting home after dark.
Not unless it's benefiting me directly.
I get that. I'm just now getting to where I can sleep past 4 or 5 o'clock. I still get up at 4 or 5 o'clock every now and then and listen to you guys. But I have been able to sleep till 6 o'clock in the morning on occasion, which is good, right? That's the way you ought to do. Go to bed with the sun and get up with the sun.
Our human body was designed anyway.
A new FCC database builder. I've got another version of it, so don't bother taking any time to install that one till you're recovering and we can get you going. This one has its own thread for downloading, and it'll use FTP or HTTPS, so just hold off on that email that I sent you if you've had time to read it yet.
And thanks for the heads up. We'll definitely take a look at that after next week. I'll be off the tool truck every day, so I'll have plenty of time to do stuff like that.
And for feedback, if it works good enough, I'll incorporate it into the net control software instead of it being its own executable. But until then, going through beta testing, and you're going to be the beta tester because you got a system that's hard to get HTTP traffic through.
I'm going to have to make some changes there also. So with the computer, I may change my computer, or I'm going to have to. Having some issues with that one, so may hold up until I can get that squared away there.
Okay, that would be good. I was thinking about that the other day. The bank that did the same thing to me. Their computer had scripts, security scripts on it that blocked a lot of stuff, and they didn't tell you about it. You just had to figure it out on your own.
Well, that's the laptop I started my business with 10 years ago, so it's got quite a few miles and hours on it.
Attitude, technology was very different 10 years ago than it is now. Well, I'm home. I got to get in there and get ready to make my motorcycle ride to Greer and pick up her. She's having a crown put on her root canal tooth today, so I got to go pick up her medicine. She's coming home for early. And I'm trying to take care of all my stuff, get it all done before she gets back from work today. Anyway, good talking to you. And again, best of luck. Let me know if there's anything we can do to help W4DJW.
Thank you, and I'll be in touch. I'm not going anywhere. I'll still be around. But good to hear you, and be careful out there on the motorcycle. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
KW4KWS.